Red FM. Killian here with you on the Sunday show, and it is time for my
mildly interesting facts of the weekend.
Forget coffee, forget green smoothies, and forget wheatgrass juice, as a good old cup of tea is better than the lot. Yes, according to science, that thing all those people were marching about this weekend, a cup of scald is good for your heart, your teeth, helps to relieve stress, and heals damaged skin. That said, I don't think I could have another cup of tea today. I'm full up.
You won't have a cup.
No thanks, Mrs. Doyle. Honestly, I won't have a cup.
Are you sure now it's hot?
No, I'm not in the mood, thanks.
And what do you say to a cup?
F*** off, cup! sorry about that. Hollywood legend Jack Nicholson turned 80 this weekend. Previously in this segment, we've talked about how Jack's sister was actually his mother. Yep, you heard that correctly. But did you also know that he wrote movies for monkeys? Well, he co-wrote a movie for The Monkees, the band from the 60s. But although Jack is now considered one of the greatest stars ever to grace the silver screen, until the success of the film Easy Rider, he had just about given up on his acting aspirations. Good thing he didn't, though, or we'd have missed out on these classic quotes.
You can't handle the truth!
Yeah, a few good men. Yeah.
Here's Johnny!
The Shining, classic.
Wait till they get a load of me.
Yeah, as the Joker in Batman, probably not as well known, though.
Shut your pie hole!
Yeah, well, anger management wasn't even that good. And finally for now, a mystic who claims to have accurately foretold Donald Trump's presidency has predicted the exact start date of World War III. Horacio Villegas, a self-proclaimed messenger of God, believes nuclear war will break out on the 100th anniversary of the visitation of Our Lady of Fatima. And when is that? May the 13th. Just enough time to build a nuclear bunker in your back garden. But what did Donald Trump do when he heard about this?
We had the most beautiful piece of chocolate cake that you've ever seen.
Wow, priorities.
Mildly interesting facts of the weekend.